which is good. So I may resubscribe or subscribe to that whenever Game of Thrones comes back on. But I stumbled into this thing called Sling TV. And no, that is not the hidden camera in Big Fatty's bedroom. That is...
Oh, the horror.
Oh, the horror. Change the channel! No, Sling TV is... its slogan is Take Back TV.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Which is good. So I may resubscribe.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2111 of the BFO for Thursday the 25th of February 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna natter about a few things and then probably some Veda and bacon, cause mainly Veda. Hello, sloshers. Fatty Vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're sloshers because, y'all, it rained. And then the rain came down, down, down. Yes, Big Fatty, but why are you playing the Crema music? Well, that's because today's the 25th. And, y'all, can you believe it's already been 2 months since Crema? And just 10 months to go. Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know, but I'm sure that... it'll continue to go wherever it goes. Big Fatty, you're just eloquent. You're just eloquent. In fact, you have, in since it's Crema, you have the gift of gab. The Vader and Bacon Show. Mainly Vader. Okay, that's enough.
Big Friday. Excuse me, Big Friday. It's me, Larry. Just woke up. Well, didn't just wake up, but first time beer. This is the first person I've talked to of the day. Listen, Big Friday, I don't have your... I mean, I obviously know where you live, but I don't have your exact address written down. And I'm going to need you to send that over because for the van that I'm having come haul your ass away, I need to give them the exact address. First of all, you didn't play my Valentine's message to Mrs. Bacon. So, again, Mrs. Bacon, would you be my Valentine? It was a much better message than that, but you're fat and you didn't play it. I'm sure I always... Secondly, Scotty, this message is for Scotty. Big Fatty is batshit crazy and doesn't know what he's talking about. Yes, I have a mustache. I actually have a full beard, which I've had for 10 years, but he probably wouldn't remember that. So clearly, I might have just had a day's growth, even though I have a full beard. So anyway, poor Big Fatty. Anyway, you can pack one bag of personal belongings with some photos and things. The rest just needs to be clothes and hospital gowns, because you clearly after this week need to be committed. You're fat. Me.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, why was he in the jalopy if he was asleep? Well, I think he sleeps in the car or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that of course is old Veda, and Veda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely, as always, to hear your voice. And, Veda, I did play the Valentine love message to Miss Bacon. It was just a couple of weeks late. Or it was, 50 weeks early. Let's go with 50 weeks early. Okay. Veda brings up a very good point about when Scotty asked a while back if Veda had a mustache, y'all, I couldn't see it in my head. You couldn't see it in your head. I knew he had the beard, but I didn't remember the mustache part of it. Poor Bergfurter.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I am out of town this weekend, but I just run by a Comcast service center because what else do you want to do when you're off? But I had in the trunk a Comcraft cable modem that needed to be returned because it was ruined. And by ruined, I mean it just was time to replace it. They sent me a little letter, so I'd taken the old one back to save myself some trouble. And, there was a few minutes wait because it's Friday afternoon and whatever. You came in and you were yelling and screaming that you had to wait and your time was much too valuable. And you got up in the girl's face and then the police had to come and arrest you. I'm just going to tell you, it was quite a hootenanny of a event up in the Comcast service center. So anyway, that's all I got. I want to send my love to some podcast listeners who shall remain nameless for the weekend. But I will see you soon. So, okay, got to run. I'm fat. And you never did play my love call to Miss Bacon. So, me.
Yeah, I got to see. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. And Veda, I did play it. It was just, like I say, it was just 2 weeks late or 50 weeks early. Yes, Big Fatty. And Miss Bacon, will you please let Veda know that you are quite aware of his undying love for you. And Big Fatty, I didn't know you went to the Comcast. Well, I didn't remember that either. And Big Fatty, it sounds like you made quite a run. Made quite a ruckus whale.
Hello, Farty Pants. Well, that was a really good number one contest. That means I didn't win, but that's okay, I guess. Better luck next year. So anyway, I'm going to pick up my favorite sugar plum pie face from dance or whatever, and it's dark now. I thought it would be still light or whatever because it was light when I took her there. And so I'm driving down the street, and it's called Klein Street. Was there a president named Klein? So anyway, it's called Klein Street. And I said, I just want to drive, back and forth on this, zigzag or whatever, So anyway, it's just a nice street. They widened it or whatever. It's, I'm not quite sure why they widened it. It's not that special. But anyway, it's got this funky light when you get to 6th Avenue. And because if you don't land on it just perfectly, forget it. You can sit there all day long. The light's never going to change or whatever. So anyway, I enjoyed the little contest, the number one fan contest or whatever. And so I guess it's back to the exuberant question contest or whatever it's called. So anyway, have a great day, week, month, whatever. And I just keep thinking about Larry Vader. And then I was really happy, and I was doing this meditation with this Grace Smith, and it's this week is just focus on the things that you're grateful for. It's every day, think of three more things that you're grateful for, everything from water to your cell phone to whatever, blah, 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 just little things or whatever. And so anyway, then I was listening to this Pink song, and she's I had a shit day, and whatever that song is or whatever, And so I was just kind of I have eaten so many barrels of people's crap. I just really wonder sometimes, how much crap would you, I don't even have the whatever to dish it out, I just don't. I just It's just crazy. It's like, Bart, I don't think I'm that important that I could literally dish crap out to people. And, well, I tell you what, if I could tell you one thing I'm thinking about right now, you'd all be, like, shocked. All right, well, I'm never going to tell anybody. Why did I say that? It's like True Confessions 101. So, anyway, it's not, like, really, really serious. It's just something that you'd all be just like, really? Okay, so anyway, something really groovy, cool, crazy happened at work today. And, like, I fell in love with this guy or whatever. And he's our new area director. And, God, I just, like, long to work next to professionals who give a crap about something more than themselves or the money they put in their pockets. Just like a dream of mine, you know? Like, hello? All right, I might be turning in the wrong entrance here, so I better go. All right, bye.
Oh, yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, she may not have many calls, but she sure makes up for it in content. It's true. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, I am devastated that she has fallen in love with someone at the coal mine. And it's probably because she did not receive her Valentine from Vader, and she thought that his heart belonged to another. But Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. Miss Bacon, are we supposed to guess what you were thinking? Big Fatty, I think she was thinking about cake, especially the corners.
That's the Horror Hotel. Or not the Horror Hotel, the Murder Shack out back of the day. Big Fatty! Listen, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the car still. It's been quite a long day. I got a super late start because I've slept in and... Ooh! I'm sorry, there's a light that's trying to kill me. And I'm still driving, but I'm almost to my destination. And I'm having a fun in the sun weekend. Oh, dear Lord, Big Fatty, people are trying to kill me. I'm having a fun in the sun weekend this fine long weekend for me. I didn't get the long weekend for the President's Day, so I'm just making my own, and then I'm going back to Charleston's on Monday, and then on some, like, Friday, I've got to go up to the D.C. area. I'm going to see the CBB up there and some coal miners, I think, too, but mostly the CBB because he's fabulous. Anyway, I was just calling because I have had the, I don't know how to explain it, one of the more surreal experiences that I've ever had in my life. So, it's Friday evening, and it's late. It's like 9:30. This should happen, and I got stuck in traffic, right? Which sucks, but I'm somewhere I've never been before, and I'm trying to find all the good, blah, 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 blah. And I was on the interstate, and it's curving, and I got stuck, and so I'm sitting there, and I was like, what's that smell? And it's like 65 degrees outside, so I rolled the windows down. I pressed the off button, which I don't know if I've ever pressed on the old jalopy climate control, and I rolled the window down, again, all new experiences. I realized that I was on this overpass, and underneath it was a coffee roastery. And Big Fatty, I'm just going to tell you, so it just filled the car with that nice, rich coffee roasting smell. Was that a smoky treat that just flew? No, ma'am. We don't throw those at the jalopy at Miss Dolly Retention Love Atria Park. But anyway, it was just one of those surreal experiences, and you're sitting there, and it's like you're in a cup of coffee. And I'm not drunk. I haven't had a single thing to drink. I'm over-caffeinated, but whatever. So anyway, I'm going to say hello to some of your old favorite friends this weekend, I think, and some of my favorite people. And that's all I got. I make very mysterious, aren't I? So anyway, you're fat, and I'm going to go in here and have a beverage here in a second and see what this is all about. So, me!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you gonna tell everybody what you've been doing for the past hour and a half? Well, okay. Y'all, while Vader was talking on his cellular telephonic device there, y'all, Durwood has stopped by the villa here. There's a leather event going on in town this weekend, and he and Granny are attending that. I have a house guest this weekend, and we will be attending the Saturday night festivities at the Connections. So Durwood and I sat and chitter-chatted on the front porch of the villa, had a glass of wine. Yes, Big Fatty, you're sounding like you're slurring your words a little bit. Well, maybe I am. But, Veda, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely and you know that you're correct in that the smell of fresh coffee is just lovely, and I'm delighted that you were able to enjoy that in the jalopy. And Big Fatty, the only problem with coffee is that it makes Granny have explosive diarrhea, and that's not good in the jalopy. No, it is not. Anyway, yes, Big Fatty. Show. Big Fatty, you weren't even close to the microphone. Yeah, I've been overserved with the wine. Y'all, it was Moose P wine, and Durwood enjoyed it. Yes, Big Fatty. Go ahead, try to change the subject. You know, it's kind of obvious that you're slurring. You're almost a slurry dean. Big Fatty Slurry Dean. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, y'all, the turnip head from up there in the northern Mexico called and had a so-so question, and y'all, you know, I couldn't understand what the fuck he said. B, hey, none of us. But y'all, he sent me a textimonium. That Moose P, also, you know, he speaks the northern Mexican. Yes, Big Fatty. The question was, why is Bob my uncle? Now, y'all, I don't... okay, now that I know what the question is, I still don't know what the fuck it means. Why is Bob my uncle? I don't... Uncle Bob? I don't get it. Big Fatty, none of us get it, but I don't know why Bob is your uncle, and thank you for calling. Speaking of the turnip head, he's just sent me an e-letter, and y'all, evidently, when Granny and Big Fatty are going to be up there in the northern Mexico, y'all, they're having Toronto's first Kinky Jesus competition. Big Fatty, okay. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, Turnip Head wants to know if we want to go to Kinky Jesus. Well, of course. Yes, Big Fatty, of course you want to go to Kinky Jesus. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, and I hope that it's going to be just fabulous. Big Fatty, the wine's kicking in. It is kicking in. And y'all, I'm gonna sleep well. Yes, because y'all, my alarm went off during the rainstorm today. One of the sensors went bad, and so they're going to have to come out and fix it again. Big Fatty, it's American workmanship. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, the kids from North and South.
Which is good. So I may resubscribe.
Oh, That's George in Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha resubscribing.
You can leave a comment on
and
the
Big Fatty, it's
Big
not
Fatty
north and south. It is that north and south of things. You know, because, you know, they thought about south and north of things, but that acronym would be SNOT. But so they decided to go with north and south of things. So anyway, I think they have a lovely little show. And I wonder if Kinky Jesus will be one of their topics. So who knows?
Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.